Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning, a shooting leaves Raleigh police looking for answers. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker shows us what officers are sharing about their all-night investigation.
And it's feeling like summer today. We have showers and thunderstorms that will roll in for this afternoon. Coming up, I'll explain the areas with that better potential.
And you're invited to a special memorial for the longest-serving canine at the Wake County Sheriff's Office who was killed in the line of duty. How law enforcement is honoring the life of Santos this morning. A lot of news to tell you about on this Wednesday morning as we welcome you in. Thank you so much for waking up with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you along here as we get our Wednesday started together. It's another mild start this morning. The humidity is down. Very nice out there. Peter Shearwood in the WRL breaking or in the WRL Severe Weather Center with nothing too severe out there, which is nice.
Right. It is absolutely quiet out there for this morning. It feels really good as we take a live look at Southern Pines from the Longleaf Golf and Family Club. What we will see today is low humidity, but those winds out of the south will help temperatures heat up this afternoon into the 90s with sunshine to start and clouds building in for the lunch hour. Once we head into the 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock hour, notice those showers and thunderstorms lifting to the north. That is going to be rolling through mainly our southern counties this afternoon, and we are going to see a break from the rain as we head into the 5 o'clock hour. We're not done with the rain just yet. Come tonight, we do have another chance of seeing some showers roll through, and that will lift towards the north and east by the time we head into the overnight hours with gradual clearing. Otherwise, it feels really nice this morning, 62 degrees out the door in the triangle. And come this afternoon, we're talking about highs building into the 90s, 82 degrees by 12, 90 degrees for the afternoon high. Coming up, I'm going to break down why this weekend is trending drier ahead.
I'm Michael Grayson, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Raleigh, where police are investigating a shooting that happened on Small Oak Lane. It's about 2 miles north of RDU. Police say just before 11:30, they found an adult male with a gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police cleared the scene at around 3 this morning. However, the Raleigh Watch Commander says this investigation is still ongoing. We're working with them to find out the extent of injuries to that man and if they know who the potential shooter is at this time. In Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Today, mobile sports betting will become legal in North Carolina, but you won't be able to place bets right away. Governor Roy Cooper is expected to sign the bill following years of debate in the General Assembly. It allows you to bet on professional and college sports through mobile apps and at 8 in-person locations. But gambling won't start until at least January because the State Lottery Commission has to set up how this will all work. WRAL's Matt Tallhelm will be at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte as Governor Cooper signs that bill at 11 o'clock this morning. You can watch it live on WRAL.com and on our news app and look for coverage on air during WRAL's news at noon.
You're invited to join law enforcement today for a special memorial to a Wake County canine officer killed in the line of duty. Canine Santos was skilled in tracking and served for 7 years on the force. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live this morning with a look at how people from all over will come together to show their support. Laura.
Renee, good morning. And that memorial service is taking place right here behind me at the Kerr Scott Building at the State Fairgrounds today. Now, the Wake County Sheriff's Office says that K-9 Santos played an integral role in keeping our community safe, and his loss has left a profound impact. Santos joined the Sheriff's Office in 2016, making him the longest-serving K-9 there. His loss comes after he was accidentally shot in the line of duty by another officer in late May. Knightdale Police Chief Lawrence Capp said his officer stopped a suspect near the Carrington Woods neighborhood, and K-9 Santos and his handler were tracking the suspect when a Knightdale officer accidentally fired a shot, hitting the dog. Now, the service will be streamed on WRAL.com. It begins at 11 a.m., and again, the public is invited to attend. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
The legal team for former President Donald Trump is working on its next moves after Trump's historic arraignment in a Miami federal courtroom. Experts think his attorneys will try to file a motion to get key evidence or the entire case itself tossed out. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors must start turning over evidence it plans to use at trial. That process could take months. As for Trump himself, he's likely to be back on the presidential campaign trail. At his golf club in New Jersey last night, Trump defended his plea of not guilty. He also dismissed the charges against him, including mishandling classified documents once he left office.
And the Republican Party has largely said, oh, nothing to see here. Nothing worse than Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton or Mike Pence, and they weren't prosecuted for anything. So as long as the Republican Party remains fairly unified in saying Donald Trump hasn't really done anything that wrong, this is a political prosecution, then that works out very well for Donald Trump.
Legal experts say Trump's claim here is false because a law passed in 1978 gives the National Archives complete control of presidential records. That law also makes clear what is an official record and what's a personal document.
The federal charges against Trump could have a big effect on the 2024 presidential election here in North Carolina. NC State political science professor Stephen Green tells WRL many Republicans will keep supporting the former president through his trial, and his base will do the same. Green says that unity within the party will be key for Trump heading into the election.
I'm not the one who thinks I'm above the law. I'm the one that followed the law. I'm the only one. It's Joe Biden and his corrupt Department of Injustice who think they are above the law.
And we heard from political science professor Green just a few stories ago. Green also said the state of the economy will likely play a major role in the 2024 election as well, no matter what happens in Trump's trial.
A growing effort to ban transgender women from playing on girls' sports teams in North Carolina could get closer to becoming law today. The state Senate's Education Committee will debate a bill that affects transgender athletes in middle and high school, as well as in college. Both the Senate and House have already passed their own version of the ban, but need to agree on the details before sending it to Governor Cooper's desk. At last check, fewer than 1/1000th of a percentage of student athletes in our state are transgender.
Today, we will learn more about plans to ease traffic backups on the 15501 at I-40. Leaders from Durham, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro will meet this morning at 9 to talk about the state DOT's plans to expand the interchange between the highways. It would also include new exit ramps from I-40 to Easttown Drive and New Hope Commons Drive. The DOT first shared this plan May 30th and says it wants to finalize it by the end of this month. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger says leaders want to take their time.
Let's make sure we really look at this and take a relook at this and not just try to make a bad plan better, that we really rethink this whole strategy.
This morning's meeting about the plan is happening at 9 at Durham City Hall.
We could get another sign this morning that inflation is easing ahead of a key decision on raising interest rates. The May Producer Price Index reports due out at 8:30 PPI. It's a gauge on what retailers pay for items they put on store shelves for us. Today's report comes one day after the release of another key price index focused on everyday items like groceries and gas. It found inflation for those items is rising at its slowest rate in more than 2 years.
Both of these inflation reports could play an important role today as the Federal Reserve decides whether to raise interest rates again. The recent good news could signal to our nation's central bank that another rate hike is not needed, at least for now. The Fed has raised interest rates 10 times over the last 15 months to try and cool inflation. Each rate hike leads to higher costs for your mortgages, car loans, and credit card debt.
Well, all the glitz you'd expect from Vegas. The Golden Knights are Stanley Cup champions. The team won the championship with a huge 9-3 win over the Florida Panthers last night, closing out the final series 4-1. Vegas fans celebrated outside T-Mobile Arena throughout the game as their team cruised to victory. It's the first Stanley Cup win for the Golden Knights from the Stanley Cup championship, who joined the NHL just 6 seasons ago. Coming up on 440 this morning, and also ahead, a police officer who shot an 11-year-old boy in Mississippi is facing the consequences now. The newest action taken toward the officer who left the boy with a collapsed lung.
Plus, we're learning more of frozen fruit recalls due to possible hepatitis A contamination. We'll let you know the products for which to check your freezer.
And you're taking a live look right now this morning. southeast Wake County from our tall tower camera. Really going to heat up later today. Still comfortable out there right now. Peter Sherwood will let us know how hot it'll get and when we might see some showers today and where.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
We're waking up to pleasant conditions for this Wednesday morning. As we take a live look at Raleigh from our Raleigh Skycam, you can see how gorgeous it is. We have temperatures in the 60s as we get our morning started. Dew points in the 50s, so it feels nice. We'll keep dew points in the 50s all day long, but temperatures are going to heat up. We're going to head to 82 degrees by 12 o'clock if you want to head out to the park. The earlier you head out, the better. 90 degrees will be the afternoon high for today. We do have some showers and perhaps some thunderstorms that will build in. We'll see that get going a little bit after 12 o'clock. And then tomorrow we have another chance of seeing showers and thunderstorms coming up. I'll break down the system.
A Mississippi police officer is suspended without pay this morning after being accused of wrongfully shooting an 11-year-old boy. Authorities say Sergeant Greg Capers shot Adarian Murray while responding to a 911 call last month. A city official in Indianola says its leaders voted 4-1 this week to suspend Capers. He was previously placed on paid administrative leave following the shooting. Murray's family says the boy suffered a collapsed lung, fractured ribs, and a lacerated liver. They say Capers should be fired.
Clinton police say they've arrested and charged a teen accused of robbing a bank. Officers say 18-year-old Stephen Whitfield was taken into custody Tuesday afternoon. They say he robbed the First Citizens Bank on Northeast Boulevard just minutes earlier. Whitfield was taken into custody and given a $25,000 secure bond.
We're expecting a report out today on House Republicans' investigation into Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. It's a step they are taking toward launching impeachment proceedings over the way Mayorkas handled the U.S.-Mexico border. House Homeland Security Chairman Mark Green is set to announce a series of hearings to further build the case in the coming weeks. The House Judiciary Committee would then decide whether to launch impeachment proceedings.
There's a new effort underway to prevent suicides in North Carolina. The latest data shows youth suicide rates across our state have reached a 20-year high. Over the next year, the UNC Suicide Prevention Institute and the Carolina Across 100 program will work with communities to develop local solutions to address suicide. It's designed to tailor strategies for different people. Local communities can apply to participate. We have a link in our story on WREL.com. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, there is help. Call or text the National Suicide Hotline number at 988. Help is available 24 hours a day.
Members of the LGBTQ community say they're feeling left out of Holly Springs Pride Month. They gathered last night to protest outside the town council work session. For the first time, Holly Springs has recognized Pride Month with a proclamation, but it makes no mention of the LGBTQ community.
The recent Pride proclamation that was done on June 6th excluded our community, and Pride is intended for our community. So we would like to be seen and included in that proclamation as it should be.
The mayor of Holly Springs released a statement about the town's proclamation, saying in part, this was always intended as a celebration of inclusion and a statement against discrimination.
A Raleigh software company announced another round of layoffs. Pendo will cut 12% of its global workforce. 42 people working in their Raleigh offices will lose their jobs. Pendo also cut staff in September when 45 people lost their jobs.
More frozen strawberries are being recalled due to a risk of hepatitis A contamination. All the items were sold at Walmart and Costco, so check your freezer for these products. Great Value sliced strawberries and mixed fruit, Great Valley antioxidant blend, Raider Farms organic fresh start smoothie blend, and organic berry trio. So far, no reports of anyone getting sick. Just last month, WRAL's Five on Your Side learned about a recall of frozen strawberries from Trader Joe's linked to a hepatitis A contamination.
House Republicans are working to stop a nationwide ban on gas stoves, even though the White House says no such ban is in the works. The House passed a bill yesterday barring the Consumer Product Safety Commission from banning the use of sales of gas stoves. The commission says the bill is unnecessary because only because it only wants to address possible safety hazards, including tip-overs, leaks, and fire risks. The Department of Energy also says it is not pushing for a ban of gas stoves.
448 right now on our Wednesday, and the heat's going to get up later today, right, PETA? And the humidity is still down. But as we look at that map, we're seeing where these showers may be coming from, right?
Absolutely, especially to the south. We're going to get some showers and thunderstorms to really fire off across Georgia and South Carolina. And that boundary that's to the south of us as well will continue to lift to the north and bring us a chance of rain as we head into the afternoon. So this morning, you want to go for a morning walk or jog, you should be fine. We're going to see sunshine by the lunch hour. Clouds will be building in, and those showers and thunderstorms are going to get going after the lunch hour into 3 o'clock. Some of those could put down some pockets of heavy rainfall. And with this round that we're expecting today, I don't think any of them will be severe, but we cannot rule out the potential for some gusty winds to develop across our southern counties for this afternoon. We'll get a little break in the rain around 5 o'clock, and another wave will move in, especially as we head into this evening and tonight. Showers will begin to filter in. We could get a few rumbles of thunder, but gradual clearing possible after midnight. We'll start the day dry once again on Thursday. Sunshine to get our morning started as well. But as we head into the afternoon, we have another round of showers that could develop for us. Some thunderstorms cannot be ruled out on Thursday afternoon into the evening, with drier conditions moving in the overnight hours on Thursday. So plan for small rain chances Thursday and Friday, but as we head into the weekend, we are going to see our rain chances a little bit lower. Things are trending drier for this Father's Day, 20% chance of rain. And on Juneteenth, we're expecting a better chance of showers and thunderstorms. If you do have any outdoor events planned on Monday, it could be a little soggy out there with some of those showers and thunderstorms rolling through. Over the next 7 days, we're expecting around 1 to 2 inches of rainfall for our western counties. The totals will be lower for some of our eastern counties. Around 1 to 1.5 inches of rain will be possible over the next 7 days, and this is going to be beneficial rain. 62 the current temperature outside, winds out of the southwest come this afternoon. The heat is on with a high temperature of 90 degrees. This is the time of the year where you cannot leave home without that water bottle. It's going to be so necessary for today with those highs in the 90s. And for the rest of the week, quite frankly, the upper 80s and lower 90s will be possible for us. We have a system that's going to bring rain and thunderstorms Monday. That will help temperatures cool back off into the upper 70s on Tuesday.
We're just hours away from a brand new Lidl grocery store grand opening this month. And there's an incentive if you're one of the first customers, why you should get in line early.
Plus, riding the bus in Raleigh will continue to be a cheap deal. How long you can expect to ride Go Raleigh for free. So this might not sit well with you. You may experience more turbulence on your next flight. Researchers say our warming planet is increasing air turbulence.
WRL climate change reporter Liz McLaughlin shows us how the trend could affect your travel plans.
In addition to safety risks and just an unpleasant experience for passengers, rougher air can also impact flight paths and weight limits on planes. That can translate to more delays, longer time in the air, and increased fees and fares for passengers. Flights are getting bumpier, according to a new analysis of turbulence over the past 4 decades, a trend that scientists say is caused by a warming climate.
So basically, we're seeing a large increase across all the seasons, which is unfortunate because it means that we're probably more likely to get hit by turbulence.
Researchers at the University of Reading in the UK found clear air turbulence across the globe is 55% more frequent today than it was in 1979, increasing by 41% in the US alone.
Because we're trying to avoid it as much as possible, we're likely to have more delays and more convoluted flight routes, which will lead to more emissions. And from that, more and more the spiral occurs.
Researchers say increases in this invisible and hazardous turbulence are due to greenhouse gases trapping heat in the lower atmosphere, leading to a bigger temperature difference in the higher stratosphere.
So it's this temperature gradient that's increasing in time, and it's basically leading to a faster, more chaotic jet stream, which is then leading to more instances of clear turbulence.
a trend that they expect to continue as climate change causes flights to become more turbulent and potentially dangerous. Researchers say this should be a consideration in the air travel industry, with upgrades to maintenance and aircraft design to account for the wear and tear of turbulence and more investment in turbulence forecasting and detection systems. In Raleigh, I'm Liz McLaughlin, WREL News.
Also, a new place to get groceries this morning. Lidl is expanding with a new store in Garner, and we're just hours away from that store's grand opening. The new location is on Timber Drive near a Chick-fil-A and a Target. Ribbon cutting is at 7:40 this morning. Doors open at 8, and the first 100 customers in line get a gift card ranging from $5 to $100. Shoppers will also have the chance to enter and win a $500 gift card for Lidl. Go Raleigh will remain free for at least another year. City Council made that decision Tuesday. The city made the bus system free back in March of 2020, paying the costs with federal COVID recovery money. This vote means the free rides will continue until June 30th, 2024.
Breaking news, a man was shot overnight in Raleigh. What we've learned about the investigation.
And we'll break down the possible steps for former President Donald Trump's attorneys after his arraignment yesterday in Miami.
Plus, a memorial to honor a Wake County canine that was killed on the job is happening today. How you can show your support.